EVOR, Houston, KUSTUN, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Period. Data services, January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Ghazi Bazi, G-H-A-Z-I, space B-A-Z-Z-I. Physician. Date of birth is September 14th, 1941. Primary care physician is Zafir Obied, M.D., Z-A-F-E-R, space O-B-E-I-D, M.D. Located at 16921 West Warren Avenue in Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Phone number is 313-846-8156. Fax number is 313-846-0569. Next paragraph, patient is also seeing Dr. Hussein, H-U-S-S-E-I-N, space Agrouche, A-G-R-O-U-C-H-E. No address was provided. Please omit that last statement about the address was not provided. And make the addition of 5254 Sonifer, S-O-N-A-F-E-R, Suite D, in Dearborn, Michigan, 48126. Phone number 313-581-8080. Fax number 581-8. Fax number is 313-581-8383. Again, that was 313-581-8383. Thank you for this addition. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow. Period. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, with the pleasure of seeing Mr. Bazi in our cardiology clinic today. Period. As you know, he's a very pleasant 72-year-old gentleman with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post NSTEMI and STEMI. In 2010 with subsequent left heart catheterization with 2.7 by 12 millimeter XINCE XINCE stent to the OM artery with a patent previous stent in the OM. Period. He is in a scene in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, patient is doing relatively well, enjoying his regular state of health. Period. Patient states that he does exercise regularly and he's not having any symptoms with this. So, as such, the patient has no chest pain, shortness of breath, dyspnea on exertion, chest pain with exertion, angina, orthopnea, PND, lower extremity edema, skin color changes, varicose veins, or intermittent claudication. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, 1, hypertension, 2, hyperlipidemia, 3, coronary artery disease, status post and STEMI in 2010, left heart cath with a 2.7 by 12 millimeter XINCE stent, X-I-E-N-C-E, stent in the OM and a previous patent stent in the OM, period. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history. Patient smokes 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for the past 30 years. Denies any alcohol, illicit drug use, and exercises regularly, period. As such, we have counseled the patient on smoking, period. Next paragraph, family history. Non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient is not known to have any drug allergies, period. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, Zocor, 40 milligrams, QHS. 2, aspirin, 81 milligrams, once daily. 3, Lisinopril, 10 milligrams once daily. 4, Plavix, 75 milligrams once daily. 5, Clonopin, 1 milligram QHS. 6, Zantac, 150 milligrams PRN. 7, Pepcid, 20 milligrams daily, once daily. 8, Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 144/78. Pulse is 50, weight 135, height 5'6", BMI 21.8. For rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG done today. No. Backspace, please delete that statement. EKG done on July 20th, 2012, showing a ventricular rate of 55 beats per minute. Sinus arrhythmia, and demonstrating an old anterior wall and myocardial infarction. Given the poor R-wave progression in V1 through V3, persistent Q-waves in V1 through V3, and the peak T-waves in V3 through V6, and leads to 3 and AVF. And lead one all have peak T waves, period. overall suggesting an abnormal EKG with an old anterior wall myocardial infarction, period. Graph, your analysis done on January 16, 2013 showed a relatively normal urine analysis with a urine microalbumin of 1.5 milligrams per deciliter and microalbumin creatinine ratio of 9.2 micrograms per milligram. No blood or ketones or glucose showing in the urine. pH and specific gravity, all of the normal limits, no nitrites or leukocyte esterase in the urine, period. Next paragraph. Two-dimensional echocardiogram done on December 12, 2012. Conclusions, overall left ventricular systolic function is low normal with an ejection fraction between 50 and 55%. Mild mitral regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation was present. Overall suggesting a relatively normal echocardiogram, period. Next paragraph, stress test done on April 7, 2012. Venous plethysmography. Done on April 25th, 2011. Left heart cath done on December 5th, 2010. Renal ultrasound done on January 18th, 2011. Tilt table test done on February 24th, 2011. For these diagnostic investigations, please copy and paste the from the cardiology clinic note on November 30th, 2012, page 3. Again, that was a cardiology clinic note on November 30th, 2012, page 3, diagnostic investigations. Just please copy and paste those. Thank you. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. One, smoking cessation. We prescribe the patient nicotine extra strain extended release patch of 7 milligrams transdermal to be used once daily. We also give the patient 3 refills in this matter, period. The patient stated that he does have the desire to quit, and we gave him this nicotine patch to assist with Nicoderm patch to assist with his smoking cessation, period. We will then follow up with the patient regarding this matter in 3 months, and he has a follow up with his primary care physician regarding this Nicoderm patch as well, period. Next number, coronary artery disease. Patient's well-known case of coronary artery disease, status post and STEMI in 2010, left heart cath in December 2010 with revascularization of the OM with a 2.7 by 12 millimeter drug-eluting stent and showing a previously patent stent, period. Patient's asymptomatic on today's visit, period. We recommended that the patient follow up with us in 3 months' time, as his two-dimensional echocardiogram showed a normal ejection fraction and only mild tricuspid and mitral regurgitation, which was done on December 12, 2012, period. Since the patient's left ventricular systolic function is relatively normal, he's to continue on the same medication regime, and we will continue to monitor, period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, the blood pressure was 144 over 78, which is above target goal of 140 over 90, period. Patient is to adhere to his medication regime and adhere to a strict low-salt and low-fat diet. We continue to monitor his blood pressure in the next visit regarding this matter and recommend that the patient follow up with his primary care physician, period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is to follow up with his primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs, period. At this time, the patient's lipid profile has been within normal limits, period. Next number, peripheral arterial disease. Patient denies any intermittent claudication, period. Most recent ABI was done last year and showed that was within normal limits, period. At this time, we recommended no intervention. We'll focus on aggressive cardiovascular risk modification, regular exercise, period. Next number, valvular heart disease. Patient's most recent two-dimensional echocardiogram showed trace mitral regurgitation and trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. However, the patient is asymptomatic at this time being, period. We recommend the patient can follow up with us regarding this abnormality with serial two-dimensional echocardiograms to be done about every 6 months to check for any change or progression of his valvular heart disease, period. Next number, common iliac artery stenosis. Patient had a CT done in October 11, 2011, which showed high-grade stenosis involving both common iliac arteries, period. At some point, we will consider getting a CT peripheral arterial angiogram when the patient is ready. Period. For the moment, we will manage the patient conservatively in this matter, and in the future, if he goes for a peripheral angiogram, he is to also have a CT peripheral angiogram. Period. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Bozzi. Period, our phone number has been provided to Mr. Bozzi to call with any questions or concerns at this time. Period, we will see him back in the clinic in 3 months or sooner if necessary. Period, in the meantime, patients follow up with his primary care physician regularly and continue his current medication regime and then see us again in 3 months. Period. Next paragraph, sincerely, Trevor, TREVUR, Houston, KUSDON, medical student dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Period, thank you. This is the end of the dictation.